Welcome to another episode of Aaron Rambles. I'm your host, Aaron, and with me once again is Devon. Devon, how's it going?
I'm here. I'm ready to talk about these waifus.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, freaking round six, Group A already off to a crazy start.
Oh, it's about to be late.
Yeah, Chica absolutely got stomped by Yor. By about 1,000 votes.
Good call.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Good call.
Yeah. And then Mayuri surprisingly beat Shoko by like 300 votes.
That was a really close one. Why is Mayuri still here?
I don't know, man. People just love her.
Love her for what?
For her, or whatever the noise she makes.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
I don't remember what noise she makes. Something like that. Ta-doo-doo-doo-doo, I think. I don't know. People love that crap.
Clowns.
All right. Here we go. Best girl 10, round 6, group B.
Bruh, this brack is nuts.
So we have Marin from... what is this anime, Devon? Dress Up My Darling. Dress Up My Darling. Versus Hollow from Spice and Wolf. I wish they would just put the American names, these fucking weebs. Who do you got, Devon?
What did I say before? We can't not go against Hollow.
Is that where we're going? I want to go Marin.
In my heart, I want to go with Marin as well. This is usually when Hollow like gets stomped, right?
No, she makes it past this round usually.
She's getting past this round. You better go pick Hollow.
You think so?
Bro, come on. Like, let's be honest. Like, how consistent has she gone past this round?
A lot, actually.
Yeah, very consistent. It's like Hollow is like the meme. It's like the meme waifu, bro. People just pick her just because, you know, Hollow's going to take this dub eventually, man.
You think so? I think it's going to be Marin, man.
I want it to be Marin. Look, listen. I want it to be Marin.
Listen.
I want it to be Marin. In my heart of hearts, I like Marin.
So let's go Marin.
I like her. But we go Marin, all right. But I'm telling you, Hollow is... We just can't count Hollow out, man. You go Marin, though.
Yeah, I know. fuck.
Like, I'm not gonna be a double pick. I'm not gonna be shocked at all if Hollow wins at all.
I know a lot of people. I was reading the comments earlier on this bracket, and people are like, man, the Hollow fans are getting really loud in the comments.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Dude, I do think Marin can take her down.
I think Marin has a very high chance of winning. But I wouldn't be surprised if Paula wins. Like, you like we pick Marin. Pick Marin.
Pick Marin. Click it. She needs the votes.
Yeah, absolutely. But Hollow's, she's just a powerhouse, man. Look at her.
Alright. Next we have Shizuka from Snafu versus Vladalina from 86. I think that's a dumb name for an anime, too. It's 86:86.
That's creative, Eric. Yeah. You're creative, man.
Okay.
Where, it's not hard about
it. Where are we going?
86.
You think you just go 80? This is where Snafu ends?
I'm just going with 86 because I just like, again, I don't really, I never watched, I haven't watched 86 and I haven't watched Snafu. So
You gotta remember, Devon, if she was in my life, she would have changed it for the better.
Yeah, this is why I'm picking 86, man.
Hey, the greatest comment of all time.
All the weirdos out there who have this weird obsession with Snap Foo, bro, y'all gotta chill out. Y'all gotta chill out, man.
It's not that serious.
Y'all are in the comments, like, literally saying that this one chick is saving your life.
No, not save. Would save their life, Devon, if they were in their lives.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the thing.
Go say hi to your mom, your sister, your brother, somebody.
You know,
somebody who's real.
Should I read this comment, Devon? I want to read this comment real quick.
Okay,
because this comment is hilarious, and people just need to know. I won't share any names, but as I like to say, as somebody who takes anime way too seriously sometimes, even I'm like, yeah, this is bad. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Ooh, all
it's
right,
it's a pretty hot take.
So, let me just read this thread real quick, because I think it's freaking hilarious. So, the first guy says, people really love the hot teacher from Snafu, huh? Next person says, she's one of the better life coaches you'll find in anime. People aren't voting for her because she's hot. the next person replying to that. Exactly. Arguably, of all the girls remaining in the contest, if I had her in my life, she could have made the biggest influence on my life. That shit. Again.
Bro, this anime character is really the biggest influence on your life?
No, she I'm would, bro. She would make the biggest influence, bro.
I'm not saying an anime character doesn't have, like, value or anything like that, because I do think a good character can give good, you know, life lessons, right?
Right.
But for it to be one of the biggest influences in your life is crazy.
To kind of say that if this person was really in my life is a kind of a crazy thing. I think you can take, like, oh yeah, the lessons that she imparted, you know, affected me or whatever. But just to be like, if this person was real and loved me, if somebody loved me like this person,
bro, there's real people out here.
That's crazy. Apparently not.
There's real people out here, man.
There's real people out here, fucking for real.
I feel bad for you. It's not even like I'm hating. I just feel bad. Like it's pretty sad. I'm
telling you, as somebody who literally, I seen an anime character die one time, and it ruined my day for like 2 days straight. Like, it's going through that, even I'm like, come on, dude.
Get it together, man.
Get it together, bro. Like, I swear, when this anime character died, I was like in a haze for like a whole day after. It was literally like I lost, like, almost like I lost like a friend. I was like, oh my god. Just like lost the whole day.
I think characters can be impactful.
Oh yeah,
that's not the argument here.
But it's not like I was like I dug a little grave for her, and
made a tombstone.
Made a little tombstone for her to know where she would lie if she was real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and real quick, Marin's number 13 versus Hollow's number 4. It's a close matchup. And yep. Vladilina 5 versus Shizuka 44. And I don't mean to crap on those guys, but I just think it's fucking hilarious.
The only reason why I'm pointing out is because I just want to show how much these votes matter, I guess.
Especially to some people.
Yeah, like, these votes matter like a lot to people. You know, I do this because it's fun. I enjoy like talking about the different types of female characters and stuff like that. But this bracket and this I guarantee you, those are the people who wait every year for this.
To be fair, I wait every year for this. I just don't take it that fucking seriously.
Yeah, but no, but they're taking it to like heart.
I wonder if their wife who gets knocked out, if they ever feel like fuck, like they feel like for real sad.
I could see it.
I could also see it. Cause you know, last year when Mega Man lost, I was like, damn, that sucks. But I wonder if people are like for real, like people who share like their salt. Like I wasn't I wasn't like when Mega Man lost last year, I didn't go on the forum and was like, oh fucking China came and voted. And and all these bots and all this crap.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people being like, it seems like there's some fuckery going around. It's like, bro, it's a fucking best girl contest for anime girls. Like, come on.
Yeah, relax. That's what I'm saying, relax. Guys, it's supposed to be for fun. It's lighten up.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious, man. We talk and take it seriously when we talk about it, but lighten up, bro. It's not that serious. The girl that I wanted to win got knocked out a while ago, bro. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'm very Megan's gonna win. Sorry. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a hot take.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, until tomorrow.
Later, guys.